today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salamun alaikum and welcome to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio on a special occasion. Today is the martyrdom anniversary of Shia's first Imam, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. We express our condolences to all Muslims, especially Shia Muslims, brothers and sisters. Today, Monday, 21st of Ramadan, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 1st of April, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As I told you, today is the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Ali, epitome of justice.
His last salat Ali led. Ali was struck on the head. We all shall miss you, oh Haider. We all shall miss you. After he rose from sajda, Ali was stuck in Kufa. We all shall miss you, oh Haider. We all shall miss you. Warrior of Khaybar, our leader Haider.
There has died tonight a man who was the first among the early in good actions. Nor did any later or believers attain his level in good actions. He, peace be on him, has died on this night on which Prophet Jesus, son of Mary, was taken up to heaven, on which Joshua, son of Nun, the testamentary legatee of Prophet Moses, peace be on him, died. He has left behind no gold or silver, except 700 dirhams of his stipend, with which he was intending to procure a servant for his family. The words you hear are the tribute of a bereaved son to his departed father. This is how Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, peace be upon him, summed up the merits of the one and only commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, on whose martyrdom anniversary we are clad in black these days. Imam Ali, even in the last moments of his life, did not feel bitter nor neglected the commandment of Allah. By assassinating Imam Ali, they actually aimed at assassinating the message, the history, the culture, and the nation of Muslims embodied in the person of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam. In doing so, the Islamic nation lost its guide of progress and at the most wondrous opportunity in its life after the Holy Prophet. Dear brothers and sisters, dear Shia brothers and sisters, accept our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Due to the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Ali alayhi salam, We are trying to talk about Imam, how Imam sees martyrdom, and how has Imam Ali Salam described his affection towards martyrdom. The last sentence is taken from the noble verse 9 of Surah Ali Imran. The beginning of the verse speaks of the reward for the righteous and concludes with the aforementioned sentence. What is mentioned in the latter part of this testament is what the commander of the faithful, alayhi salam, has stated numerous times in Nahj al-Balagha and elsewhere. Imam, alayhi salam, of course, has his own place, but even ordinary believers never fear death, especially if death is mixed with martyrdom in the way of Allah. Those who fear death either do not believe in life after death and consider death as the annihilation and end of everything, causing them terror, or they believe in life after. Or they believe in life after death, but their record of deeds is so dark and grim that they know death will be the beginning of their distress and punishment. However, those who both believe in the hereafter and have a clean and illuminated record of deeds have no reason to fear death. Rather, as Imam Ali Salam mentions in Sermon 5 of Nahj al-Balagha, their affection for death is greater than a sucking child's affection for its mother's breast. It is not without reason that, according to famous narration, when Abdurrahman ibn Muljim al-Muradi struck the noble forehead of Imam Ali Salam in the place of worship, Imam Ali Salam said, "Fuztu wa Rabbil Ka'ba." By the Lord of Kaaba, I have been successful.
وكان من صفات أمير المؤمنين سلام الله عليه أنه يقرأ القرآن في كل ليلة يقرأ القرآن في آناء الليل وأطراف النهار قائما ليله
عليا دبتنا علي
In this part, we listen a little about his personality. Imam Ali, in spite of his exalted position, is all humility when he addresses his Lord. Not an iota of significance does he attach to his outstanding achievements. They are all a mercy from his Creator. In himself, he sees only shortcomings and weaknesses for which he weeps till he becomes unconscious. Abu Darda relates that I heard Ali ibn Abi Talib reciting in a disconsolate voice, "There is no doubt that I have spent a good part of my life in your disobedience. Still, I do not hope for forgiveness from anyone but you, nor do I intend to please anyone except you. Oh, my real master, when I think of your mercy, the weight of my sins begins to feel light. But when I remember your severity, the load of the difficulties crush me." Abu Darara says, "When there was a silence after this, I moved forward and saw that Imam Ali had fallen unconscious. When I shook his arm, it seemed lifeless. I thought that my master Ali has passed away." Imam Ali says in Dua al-Kumail, "O Allah, the trials have increased and my condition has deteriorated and my good deeds are very few." Condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib.
A brave man was Ali, the lion of God Ali. He was Khayru Ali. He was Mawla Ali, Ya Ali. Mawla Ali.
Tonight we shall shed a tear for a man who's so dear. He'd been struck so severe. His Lord, he went with no fear. His Lord, he went with no fear.
A brave man was Ali, the Lion of God, Ali.
Dear brothers and sisters, in this part, we listen to a short part of Imam Ali's last will. Fear Allah in relation to your prayers. It is the pillar of your religion. Fear Allah in relation to His house. Do not abandon it as long as you live. It you should do that you would abandon your dignity. Persist in jihad in the cause of Allah with your money, your souls, and your tongue. Maintain communication and exchange of opinion among yourselves. Beware of disunity and enmity. Do not desist from promoting good deeds and cautioning against bad ones. Should you do that, the worst among you would be your leaders, and you will call upon Allah without response. O children of Abu Mutalib, do not shed the blood of the Muslims under the banner. The Imam has been assassinated. Only the assassin should be condemned to death. If I die of this stab of his, kill him with one similar stroke. Do not mutilate him. I have heard the Prophet, peace be upon him, say, mutilate not even a rabid dog.
Salam then headed towards Masjid al-Kufa. He was known as the father of the orphans whom he had supported and nourished all his life. Yet those steps to the mosque would be his last outside the house, and the orphans would now lose their father forever. He reached the mosque and recited the adhan. There was no house in Kufa except that it heard the voice of the commander of the faithful. He then went to wake people up whilst glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He reached a man by the name of Abdul Rahman ibn Muljam, who was sleeping on his stomach, hiding his sword underneath. Imam said to him, "Arise from the sleep that is despised by God. This is the sleep of the Satan." Then Imam said to him, "You are about to do something that will cause the heavens and the earth to break apart and shake." Then he left him. Imam Ali alayhi salam then walked towards the mihrab. He began the prayer. The wretched Ibn Muljam stood up, ran towards the Imam, and then hid himself behind a pillar in the mosque. He waited until Imam went down to prostration for the first ruk'ah. And when Imam just raised his head, Ibn Muljam struck him fiercely with his poisoned sword, splitting his holy head in two. Imam Ali alayhi salam then said, "Bismillah wa billah wa ala millati rasulillah fustu wa rabbil ka'bah." In the name of Allah and by Allah and on the path of the Messenger of God, by the Lord of the Ka'bah, I have attained victory.
Fustu wa rabbil ka'bah.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. And we should say goodbye to all of you. So at first, we express our condolences on the martyrdom of a great man, Imam Ali, peace be upon him. And then we ask you to keep us in your prayers and du'as on these precious moments. Fi amanillah.
Today is the death of my Imam. Because of this, I will not become
Today is the death of my Imam. Because of this, I will not become. When I am crying, my soul is shouting. Today is the death of my Imam. Today.